Hello and welcome to a audio from Quick Action, and today I'm going to be talking about the recent test match which took place between India and Australia, the first test of the series in Australia. India bowled out for 36, recording the lowest ever test score. Very, very disappointing if you're an India fan, and I'll be looking at the reasons for why they did so badly in this match. I'll also be looking a little bit at the Aussie bowlers and just giving a bit of a assessment of Australia's performance overall in the match, and I'll also be previewing the second test as well, which takes place on Boxing Day, a very, very special occasion if you're an Aussie cricket fan. So let's just get on with it then, and let's have a look at why India lost so badly. So number one point I'd like to make is fitness. So if you're someone who watches a lot of Indian cricket, you'll recognise that the bowling is very good. They have some very, very good quality there. They have people like Bumrah, they have people like Shami, Ishan Sharma, another good bowler. So these guys are good bowlers, but what I would like to say is I think these guys are good in patches. They don't have a very good ability to sustain pressure for a long period of time on the opposition. So what I mean by that specifically is if you have a think of the Australian bowlers, and if you look at Mitchell Stark, Pat Cummins, if it's 10 o'clock in the morning, these guys are going to be running in bowling at 90 miles per hour, bowling very aggressive lines and lengths, swinging the ball, really, really focusing on trying to get the batsman out. And not only at 10 a.m, but if you forward the time to say 5 p.m. or 6 p.m. or whatever time of day, any condition, these guys are very, very determined to be bowling at those speeds and bowling attacking and aggressive lines and lengths. Now, if you're an India bowler, if you're Mohammad Shami, for instance, you'll bowl your first spell, bowl very good areas, get some maybe edges that don't carry to slip, or they may even carry to slip. You may get a wicket or two. But in your second and third spell, or maybe fourth spell, or as the day goes on, there's a bit of a lack of tenaciousness in the bowling. There's a little bit of a bowling for the sake of it feel, especially with Mohammad Shami. I could sense it a bit in this match. When he got to his second and third spells, he wasn't bowling with the same venom, and he wasn't really bowling with that speed either. He was bowling at around 130 Ks, and he was bowling just a normal line outside off stump, not really doing much with the ball. And I don't think that if you're number one team in the world, I don't think you should be bowling with those kind of attitudes. You should be trying very hard throughout the day, any moment, get a wicket. I think Bumrah is a little bit like that too, if I'm honest, but maybe not as bad. I think Bumrah does have a little bit more natural pace. But even Bumrah, I noticed in his second and third spells on, when Australia were batting in their first innings, there were moments where Bumrah was bowling, and I was thinking, is he really, really bowling as quick as he can? Is he really trying his best, or is he just bowling within himself? And for me, it feels as though he was bowling well within himself there. Doesn't quite count for all spinners, because, you know, spinners, you don't really need to put so much effort in. It's a very easy, well, compared to a quick bowler, it's a much easier job. You don't need to run up, you just walk a few steps and spin the ball. But that is an issue, and I think it's down to fitness, because if you look at the way these guys are physically trained, the builds of these bowlers, they're not the most athletic builds, are they? They seem like they're the kind of people that if you go to India and go to a cricket club in India, you can really sense that this is the way they train. They just kind of play cricket day in, day out, every night, every day. But there needs to be a lot more focus on physical fitness, getting those muscles a lot more lean and a lot more strong and more bulky as well, particularly around the shoulders, around the legs, the quads, the abs as well, the core muscle groups. If you strengthen those, you'll generate a lot more power and you'll have a lot more energy throughout the day. And I think these guys need to really work on their fitness, physical fitness, try and become more athletic, because you're representing your country at the highest level, you should really be focusing on that. It's not all just about skill, it's also about the physical capabilities available to utilize your skill at the best level. Now, I know Coley prides himself on fitness and he always talks about how he goes to the gym regularly and how he exercises a lot, but it's an ethos which needs to be throughout the team. It's no good to have one player just being able to be in some kind of shape, which is what you'd expect of an international sportsman. The rest of the players need to be there as well. So that is a big thing, and the Aussie bowlers and the Aussie team as a whole seem to be very physically pretty fit people. They seem to be training at the gym, they seem to be broadening up in the shoulders, particularly the bowlers, Hazelwood and people like Stark as well. Even Cummins seems quite lean, he seems like he's got the physical attributes to be bowling long spells and putting a lot of effort in. So it's something that India really need to work on, and it's an ethos, it's a mentality thing, it's an attitude thing. It really needs to change. Can't just be playing cricket non-stop and expect to be top notch all the time. So number two thing I'd like to say is the tail. The tail is so long, and it's very, very difficult to watch if you're an India fan, because basically if you're an opposition player playing against India, if you get 6 wickets, you're basically guaranteed to bowl the team out within maybe half an hour, because number 8, 9, 10 and 11 don't seem the most convincing batsmen, if I'm honest. If you just compare 9, 10, 11 of India, so we've got Shami, Bumrah, Yadav, compared to Australia's, which is Mitchell Stark, Pat Cummins and Josh Hazlewood. Hands down, the Aussies win there. Hazelwood, maybe not as great a batsman as, say, Cummins and Stark, but still, you'd rather have Hazelwood in your team if you have someone to bat than, say, Bumrah. So, something very, very important for India to look at, the tail. You need to be having a much more solid batting performance from your tail if you want to be getting decent first innings and probably second innings scores as well. You need to be focusing on that. You need to have a lot more guys willing to improve with the bat, because people like Ishan Sharma, he's been around a while, Mohammad Shami as well, you would have thought that over the years they've played cricket, they would focus on improving their batting skills a bit as well and contribute to the team as much as possible. It's not just a job, it's about helping your team win in any way, shape or possible, whether it's fielding, batting or bowling. And if you're a little bit weak on one skill, it doesn't mean you can't improve on it. You can definitely put the effort in and focus and improve there. So there's no excuses. These guys need to be improving with the bat in the tail for India. So tail enders, much more of a contribution needed. The other thing I'd like to mention is the fact that they seem to bat with no intent. And I know Kohli mentioned this in the press conference at the end of the first test, but I think a little bit in the first innings I noticed this as well. And this is very, very much the case with India when they play cricket overseas. They always seem to lack a little bit of proactiveness and a little bit of intent with the bat. They seem to kind of just stand there, plod their bat outside off stump, defend, score very, very hard runs all the time. It's always, when India bat, it always seems like it's a very hard work batting, whether it's in England or if it's in Australia, or even if they're playing in somewhere like the West Indies or Sri Lanka. It's not just on pitches that have pace, it's also in their own conditions as well. They just seem to bat in a way which is very old-fashioned, which is play very slow, play very carefully, don't take any risks. And it's all well and good having one or two players like that, but if the whole team, apart from Virat Kohli, bats like that, it becomes a bit difficult to watch. It's almost like watching someone torch themselves and end up nowhere, basically. And Hanumar Vihari is a good example as well, because I think he is somebody who bats extremely cautiously, doesn't seem the most fluent batsman, to be honest. When he's playing his strokes, he feels like he's having a torrid time every time he's batting, and he's having to battle through to score one or two runs. There's no fluency there, and so the intent is what's important. And I think when India were batting in the second innings, they really should have been a bit more positive with their feet movement. They should have walked down the wicket, they should have tried to negate the swing, they should have tried to take the attack to the opposition, and if they get out in that fashion, so be it. But just plodding your bat outside off stump and defending and edging the ball to slip isn't the way forward. And especially if you're sat in the dressing room and you've got Ravi Shastri or Virat Kohli or very senior peers sat there around you, surely they should be giving you confidence to say, make sure you use your feet. It doesn't feel like there's any encouraging or nurturing going on behind the scenes. Let's say you're Hanumar Vihari and you've seen Pujara, Kohli, Rahane, you've seen Prithvi Shaw, you've seen all these guys get out basically in very similar ways, trying to hit the ball straight down the ground or at least edging it to the slips or to the keeper. You'd think that you'd have it in your head to think, let's try something different, let's try and come down the wicket a bit like what Matthew Hayden used to do, let's try and have a different stance at the crease, maybe bat outside off stump rather than middle stump. The simple things, just a bit more proactiveness, that would go a long way in successes for India batting the unit. So something to reflect on there for India, and they need to change on that. The intent side of things massively need to change there. And that comes on to the changes for the team, because I think if you've got people like Rishabh Pant in the team, that would make a big difference. Because he's a lot more dynamic than Sahar. So that would be the first major change. Get rid of Sahar and bring in Rishabh Pant. Other changes. Now, this might sound a little bit shocking to people listening to this, but I would actually not drop Prithvi Shaw. I'd probably bring Prithvi Shaw down to number 6. And the reason for that is he's actually somebody who's quite dynamic and he's quite attacking. And he enjoys playing his strokes, and I think India need that in the middle order, because cricket isn't just about blocking the ball and not getting out, it's about getting runs as well. So you need somebody who's able to do that. And I think Prithvi Shaw coming in at number 6, there's no swing, or less swing at least. There's less pressure from the opening bowlers, they're not as fresh. So I think he'd probably be a bit safer coming in at number 6, and he'll probably do a bit better than opening. And if we think to Virendra Sehwag, he was actually somebody who batted at number 6 when he started his career and then moved up to open the batting. So Prithvi Shaw may well be able to take on that role model of Virendra Sehwag and in the future get promoted to the top of the order. But that's what I'll do, bring in Prithvi Shaw, go down, have Mohammad Siraj in the team in place of Shami. And I would bring in Shubman Gill to open the batting with Agarwal, and KL Rahul coming in instead of Kohli. So that's all I'd like to say in this video, but I hope you enjoyed listening, and all the best.